The executive director of the debate commission, Nina Sliding, said the group was formed about 5 years ago, motivated in large part by Utah's poor turnout of voters.
In about 2013, a group of universities and media partners came together and determined really to enhance voter turnout and to engage Utah voters in the process that we needed to have a system of regular debates in the state of Utah. And this also put pressure on incumbents to debate when they have kind of shied away from debating. So the debate commission was organized, and we've been in existence. Our first debate cycle was in 2014, and this will be our third debate cycle.
The commission deals with statewide and federal races and does not take a political position. It has a board made up of representatives from the two political parties, all eight universities in Utah, major broadcast media and the two newspapers, the community, and business. The candidate face-offs are held from 6 to 7 p.m., The media outlets agree to broadcast the debate simultaneously, usually putting aside their commercial considerations.
They have agreed to air it. Not all of them are able because you have the World Series sometimes in October. Sometimes they have to preempt. But for the most part, most all of them air it on where our debates are held live from 6 to 7 p.m. And we have great buy-in from our media partners.
A continuing question for the commission is whether to include independent party candidates. Sliding said they would like to, but they only have an hour to cover a lot of issues, and they want the public to hear all the viable candidates.
This was a topic that was probably debated among board members more than anything else, but we had to establish a threshold, one where we could limit it to candidates who stood a reasonable chance of having success in November, and yet still allow enough time for those who wanted to gather as much public support. So we came up with a threshold of 10%. That's lower than the Commission on Presidential Debates. Theirs is at 15%. And then we also allowed for the margin of error in the poll. So for instance, this year, our threshold is at 10%. The margin of error, 4% for the poll that we conducted. So any candidate who polled at 6% was able to participate. And this year we did have a third-party candidate, Eric Ellison, from the 1st Congressional District, qualified with 6.6%.
The commission's lineup of debates to be broadcast on KPCW include a matchup on Tuesday, October 9th at Southern Utah University in Cedar City, between the candidates for U.S. Senate, Democrat Jenny Wilson and Republican Mitt Romney. Another debate for Utah's 1st Congressional District is set for Wednesday, October 17th at Utah State University, with incumbent Republican Rob Bishop, Democrat Lee Castillo, and independent Eric Ellison. And Tuesday, October 23rd, will feature the 3rd Congressional District race with incumbent John Curtis and Democrat James Sinner. Sliding said you can submit questions before the debates to utahdebatecommission.org or go on social media to submit questions in real time. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.